The delights of the bottle are turned out of doors by factious fanatical sons of damned whores. French wine's prohibition meant no other thing but to poison the subject and beggar the king. Good nature suggested with dregs like to choker a fulsome stumped wine by the cursed wine cooper. Our plaguey wine cooper has tampered so much to find out the subtlety of the false Dutch. He tinctures pricked white wine that never was good till it mantles and sparkles and looks like bull's blood. But when it declines and its spirits expire, he adds more ingredients and makes it look higher. His old rotten pipes where he keeps all his trash, for fear they should burst, sir, he hoops them with ash. When the sophistication begins for to froth and boils on the fret, sir, he wisely pulls forth a tap which gives vent to the grounds of good cause, and then is to vamp up a second red nose. Then the stungy wine cooper stops it up again and keeps it unvented till it's on a flame. The intelligences then were invented to show where wine in strange ventures in plenty did flow. People from all parts of the nation did come, both lords, knights, and gentlemen, doctors, and bum. The cooper then pulls the tap out of his side and drinks to the elders of all his good tribe. But when they had guzzled about all their bows, they found a strange freedom it gave to their souls of secrets in nature that never were known. It gave inspiration from beggar to throne. For the cooper himself full brimmers did draw, and all the whole gang were obliged to do so. Amongst these cabals there was no such a thing as a health once proposed to the duke or the king, but drank to that idol of hopes in their powers, and sons of most infamous hackney old whores. Then the rabble had notice from Smith and from Bin what a heavenly liquor was sent amongst men, both tinkers and cobblers, the brewmen and sweep. Before this wine cooper in flocks they did meet, and each underfoot stamped his old greasy bonnet to drink Monmouth's health, sir, whatever came on it. The cooper, perceiving his trade to approach, he then was resolved once more to debauch, to encourage the rabble and shew himself stout. He pulled out the spigot amongst the whole rout, which kindness provoked them to swear they would bring such a trade to his house as would make him a king. A hat or a pothole was still at the tap, but zealots sometimes laid their mouths to the fat. They charged their brisk brimmers on many times round till part of the mobile sprawled on the ground. But when this damned liquor was got in their pates, they fell to bombasting, disordering of states. They began to cant dangers by formal sedition, and swear lawful allegiance against lawful suspicion. When these propositions began to take fire, they screwed their presumptions a whole or two higher. But still they keep under Hugh Peter's cloak to bring in the devil to drive out the Pope. But then they began for to pick at the crown, each thinking that he deserved one of his own. Then all the king's guards they thought it fit to indict, swear treason against all that maintained the king's right, both Papist and Protestant, no matter whether. They are not of our party, let's hang 'em together. Next, the chief of our game is to keep the king poor, and our senators must the militia secure. The navy and sing ports we'll have in our hands, and then we'll make the kingdom obey our commands. Then if Charles do withstand us, we need not to fight to make 81 to outdo 48. Whatever objections great loyalists bring, old Adam lived happy without e'er a king. Then why may not we that are much wiser than he subdue the whole world, sir, by our sovereignty? If one man alone can keep three nations under, then why may not we, that are kings without number? Right, said the cooper, and shaked his old noddle, three kingdoms will toss like a child in a cradle. Stick close to this liquor which I do prepare. 'Twill make us as splendid as Noll in his chair. We'll kindle old plots by inventing of new, till none shall be safe but the cooper and you. Oh, brave boys, oh, brave boys, the rabble did roar, Tantivies and Tories shall Hector no more. By us they're outacted, to us they shall bend, whilst we to our dignities freely ascend. Then they were dead drunk as the devil could make 'em, and fell fast asleep as tin drums could not wake 'em. In the plots and the strife where the poor cooper did paddle to stop up his tap, but the knave was not able, for his limbs like a tortoise did shrivel and cease. Down drops the wine cooper with the other beast, and there the whole litter as yet doth abide, at the sign of the butt, with a tap in one side.